As I mentioned, the energies are very powerful tonight. So we'll start with the meditation and integrate those energies and have our discussion afterwards. So, has everyone settled in? I'll put us on mute and we will enjoy this. We are all muted. Hopefully, you're all sitting with your feet on the floor, getting grounded. This was a very quick activation and very quick and powerful download of light coming into the circle. And we can go yippee, 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 and then see what happens afterwards when we get all this influx of energy and the changes and adaptations we end up making as a result of accepting and saying yes to the energy. As we're getting settled here, I just wanted to mention the idea that there are powerful energies, very high frequency energies that are entering our atmosphere on the physical level from the cosmic energies coming in from the solar system and beyond. And it seems like we are under the wings of just these incredibly beautiful, ascended, light-filled energies that are from the source beyond the physical consciousness and tracing all the way back to source. And I learned early on that if I wanted to enjoy this type of energy, I had to look beyond the surface. I had to learn how to quiet myself, to settle in, to balance my energy field, clear my energy field, and then I would have access to the ethereal light, to the light behind the light of day. And that was a lot of, I had a lot of motivation. I really wanted to feel that type of ecstatic light all the time, and the feeling of inspiration and of being embraced and surrounded by the love of Source. And I became fixated on figuring that out. And I think each person needs to look within themselves to find a way, whatever way works for you, to quiet your field, quiet the mind and quiet the emotions and relax the body so that you can ride that wave that's deeper than the surface. I think the surface is going to continue to be very choppy for a while. And learning how to find that place within you, it's quite an exciting adventure, figuring out what works exactly for you. Now, that doesn't mean you're all alone in figuring this out. Not by any means. You are supported and held in a way that gives you access. But it requires being willing to look at everything and not get hung up by whatever is floating in front of your face at the moment. So whether it's about someone else, about the world, about yourself, and whether shame or guilt or anger comes up, it's about learning how to be with those feelings in a mature way, rather than pushing them away, taking some time to inquire about them, and coming to an understanding that is compassionate and wise. And it's amazing how, when that clarity comes over you, things tend to settle down. That it's more about gaining the clarity, even if you did do something that, I can't even imagine anyone in this group doing something that would harm or offend anyone, but even if you did inadvertently, coming to clarity about what happened, whether it was because someone else projected something on them, whatever it was, coming to the point of clarity where you just see an event for what it was, what it is, and then letting the clarity bring you peace. We tend to make a big deal out of a lot of emotional content, especially around guilt and shame. And we don't want to stop there. We don't want to be bogged down in those feelings. We want to keep working with the energies, letting the energies infuse the chakras, which then bring some enlightenment to the thoughts and emotions, and ultimately end up in clarity. But too often we think it's a virtue to kind of swim around in the muck and mea culpa, kind of hit ourselves with a stick, and that is supposed to resolve something. So tonight, the teachers really want you to know that you don't need to swim around that in that muck at all. That is not doing anyone any good. It's only adding heavy energy to yourself and anyone that was involved. And to move into a place where you're asking for clarity, asking for understanding within you, until you can find that place of intuitive clarity. And sometimes that means having a conversation with someone, means, I don't know, taking some kind of action, making amends, forgiving yourself. It can include all of those things. But the point is to not get stuck. Don't let it go on for very long. And find that place of clarity within you so that you can be at peace and calm the waves within your field. Now there's a truer you beneath all those waves. You are not the waves, and it's a very Buddhist practice to say, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not that. And ultimately, with that recognition that you are not those waves, at some point you settle back into a consciousness within yourself that is the true, steady consciousness, the core, the prime resonant vibration of you, that is both the unique you and the cosmic you, the you that is immersed in unity. It's like a beautiful stem that rises up through you that ultimately blossoms as the beautiful you. So that transmission is pouring down upon us right now. And we haven't even begun the meditation. But let's take a moment to absorb that, like we absorb the sun shining down on us. An addendum to what was just said, you have to watch out to make sure that other people don't keep you involved in a loop of guilt and shame and feeling bad about yourself. Because that will happen. And it can happen subtly or overtly. I mean, how many times does someone say, no worries, no worries, everything's fine, and it's not. So you can get hooked subtly where you start spinning out. You don't even realize that someone else's energy is involved in it. So that's when we want to come back to our grounded self, the self that connects with Mother Earth. And through Mother Earth, we connect with our galaxy and the sun. And through the sun, we connect with the greater galaxies and the cosmic spin, until we reach a point of stillness. That bursts into pure love source. So every time we ground, we are aligning with something much greater than just the Earth. The Earth is connected to the galaxy, to the sun, and to the galaxies beyond, and to the source. So we don't stop. I guess the lesson tonight is to keep things flowing. Don't get stuck in the shame and guilt spirals and feeling bad about yourself spiral, and don't stop with just you. Allow yourself to flow into greater and greater fields of you, who are then merged with the greater fields of all existence, and then ultimately the greatest field of source. So allowing things to unwind and proceed into their highest frequency and light. Greet the spirit of the land. Allow your energy and your awareness to come alive in the lower part of your body, relaxing the lower back, the tailbone, the pelvis, the calf muscles, the centers on the soles of the feet. Now, as we shift into the energetic awareness, there's a point at which the mind can play a trick on us, where we think we're connected to the energetic awareness, but we're still connected to the waves of the mind. So we have to shift into the feeling sense. And check to make sure that you have a heavier sense in the legs and the feet and the seat. That's the way to check this. If you can feel that weighted feeling, then it means you have come in contact with your physical consciousness, with the flow of the energy through the cosmos, through the earth to you. And we're shifting from thinking to feeling. Then we let the energy wash through us. And the energy awakens our Kundalini. This is the Kundalini. This flow throughout the whole cosmos is the Kundalini. It's not a word to be afraid of. It is the flow of light and wisdom. And light and wisdom can be terrifying and intimidating. And it can cause resistance to arise. And then learning how to recognize that resistance, what it looks like in you. And then come back to a state of allowing. We greet the spirit of the water. And notice a response when we greet the spirit of the water. Pretend like you don't know what the spirit of the water is or looks like or have any association with it. Just feel the response. And it's a response in your being. You might feel a shift in vibration, a color come in front of you, a shape or any kind of image or sensation, and that's the response. So you're really not looking for the spirit of the water outside of you. You're looking for the effect of greeting the spirit of the water and how, in a subtle way, the spirit of the water responds and your being settles into greater flow, starts smoothing out. These beings are really not separate from us. How we greet the spirit of the fire. And notice what happens in your being. Just notice it. And we greet the spirit of the air. And we greet the spirit of the ether. Now, it's not uncommon that you might feel one element more strongly than another. That's perfectly fine. It has to do with what elements are prevalent in the atmosphere, the astrological sign that the Earth and the Moon are in, and your astrological signs, the different houses that the planets are in, and how the whole cosmos is moving, all the stars and the sun and the planets are moving and shifting, and the different elements predominate in cycles. So don't latch on to having all the elements be balanced and perfect. It's very natural that you might feel one more than another, and one person can feel a different one than another. We greet the directions. And we greet the east. The south. The west. And the north. Above and below. Allow the directions to have a balancing effect, an exoskeleton, a structure, a boundary that helps balance all the movement in your being. And there's an entire metaphysical science in the world of the elements and the directions, which is meant to be revealed through direct experience. Now see if you can sense your central column. It's not just a column of energy, it's your pure consciousness. And it's very still. And the contrast of the stillness of the inner you with the movement that's in your field is one way you start to understand just how much agitation and inharmony is actually going on in your field. So right now you may be able to feel kind of the sphere of energy around you and a very quiet, silent place within you. It is the agitated, inharmonious energies that surround you that create the discordance in our health and our lives and our thoughts and emotions. And so this is a huge discernment. To be able to tell the difference between that deep, quiet place and the surface waves. Now be quiet for a moment. You can feel that. Now here is the wonderful modality that we practice when we are rooted with the earth and the energy flows up, fountains through our crown, and the energy from above spirals down, and the chakra system begins flowing with the feminine and masculine energies spiraling around the central column in that rising and descending motion. And when the toroidal field is formed, where the energy is flowing up, fountaining out, the energy is descending and grounding to the earth, and the entire torus is formed. This is how we calm all that movement and bring it into harmony so that your exterior consciousness comes into harmony with your internal consciousness. I'll be quiet again. Always come back to the seat. Don't let your attention rise up into the crown or the head. And we patiently allow the energies, the consciousness of our being, the whole entire system of the chakras, to find the harmony. And you may feel different areas of your field and body responding to the energy. This is like receiving a polarity treatment or a cranial sacral treatment with the energies flowing through you, clearing you, expanding you and grounding you. But the goal is to bring the totality of your being into harmony. And this is not pouring that into the circle. It is grounding it through your own field. So what's happening to the circle is the same thing that's happening within you individually. And there is no forcing, no willfulness in this, no visualization. The only images that come are the ones that arise. And you may notice a general negativity in your being. Where out of protectiveness, You default to negative outcomes. When you want your intuition to not have a proclivity or a default place that it goes, you want it to be able to have neutral space so that it can, you can be informed very clearly. And see how hard it is to allow something positive to come up or to believe that something could come out in a positive way. All right, just shifted past the halfway point from negative to positive. And that, let's say, from negative to neutral. It's not a crime to sense that something will come out beautifully for you. We spend a lot of time guarding and protecting from disappointment. So we're clearing that tendency towards negativity. Let's make sure we are not leaning on anyone in our life or in the circle, that we're aligning along our own central axis. The circle is formed by each individual grounding and aligning themselves. It's not formed from each person leaning into the circle or trying to become with one with a circle. The oneness comes out of each individual aligning and centering. Sense the subtle releases and the inching towards alignment. If you get lost, go back down to your feet and seat. So you may notice that we reached a threshold of deeper peace and harmony. And I wanted to take you through the details of getting there. What the true cleansing, purification, clearing process, what that really takes. Should you ever find yourself not moving easily and gently into a deeper space, then you would need to have this kind of patience and acceptance of the process within you to attain that threshold of peace. And stillness and calm. That is really the place where meditation begins. So when we connect with the energies of Mother Earth and the cosmos, it begins a process of tuning us and bringing the inner and the outer into harmony so that the inner and the outer become one. And again, the idea of not getting stuck at any one place, to keep reminding yourself that the next moment brings new energies. And these energies are arising from source and are not contaminated by whatever is going on in the world or around you. And they'll have a naturally expanding, enlightening, and loving sense to it. It'll have a beautiful sense to it, the energy. I'm going to prepare us to come back off of mute, but you don't have to leave where you're at. If you need to move and adjust yourself, do it while we're on mute. So I'll bring us back off of mute and I'll ask if there's any questions or comments. There's no need to force that. We can quietly fade into the night in a peaceful way. So I will bring us off mute. Okay, we are off mute. And I'll ask if there's any questions or comments, but don't force it. If something arises, then please share. If not, we can continue in silence for a few more minutes. So the theme this week is staying with the flow. And it's the flow that's behind the activity and agitation of the world. It is the flow from source. And that is the energy that continues to expand and provide insight and light and love. And we're learning how to tune into that stream. And one of the biggest hindrances is getting stuck in an emotion loop or a thought loop or a pain loop. And learning to remind yourself that you can drop into a deeper stream of consciousness that will carry you back into flow.